Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
All right, everyone, welcome. Welcome to this Chiefs Kingdom show tonight in Blue Springs at the Hy-Vee in Blue Springs, just off 7 Highway. And it's awesome to have a sellout crowd with us tonight. This score just in, Broncos 22, Chiefs 19. Boo, yeah, boo. But you know how we do it on the Chiefs Kingdom show. No sniveling, no whining. We power on to the next game. And even though we're just going to attack it, man, we're in 7 one-game seasons right now. And here come the most surprising team in the NFL to this point, in the Indianapolis Colts. But we're going to be ready for them and lock in. Now, we had great opportunities in that game last night. We had another double-dip opportunity. We've had it 9 times in 10 games where we could have, like, the score on the last play of the second half or score the last drive of the second half, and we get it to start the first drive of the third quarter. In our 5 wins in that span, we have 7 touchdowns, 1 field goal. In our 5 losses, actually, 1 doesn't count because the Chargers had the back-to-back, but the other 4, we've had no touchdowns, 1 field goal, 4 three-and-outs, and a turnover on downs, and an interception. All right. That being said, we know we're going to fix that and move on. I've been asked all day long, are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs? Heck yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, and we're going to attack the Colts this week. Now, some things happened in that game that we need to note tonight in the fact that Travis Kelce got his 84th touchdown as a Kansas City Chief. That is huge. Think of all of the great players who have worn our uniform going all the way back to the first day in 1960 when we were the Dallas Texans, and then in 1963 moved here to become the Kansas City Chiefs. Think of all the great players. And Kelce now has more touchdowns than any of those guys. And so 81 receiving touchdowns for Kelce. He also had 2 rushing touchdowns. Oh, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown to add up to his 84. So it's pretty special for Kelce to get that record in that game. He also, Kelce, has 12 straight years of 50 catches or more. That is the longest or the best active streak of any player in the National Football League. And in NFL history, only Tegons. Tony Gonzalez, who was on the Chiefs Kingdom show at one time as a guest, has that record in the NFL. But Kelce isn't far behind. Jason Witten is in there as well. Now, you got to love Kareem Hunt. Anybody love Kareem Hunt? The dude means so much to our team. And he was grinding away last night. In fact, he got the rugby scrum touchdown. Kareem has helped us in so many ways. But when you get Kareem Hunt doing like he does, and he runs, and here come the Colts, who've got Jonathan Taylor. They're going to try to run him all over us. But our defense also holding when the opponent got the ball at the 12-yard line on first and 10 at the 12, and they get it to center for a field goal. That and what Kareem Hunt does in every game is put the hammer down, baby. And later on in the show, we got a couple special guests to put the hammer down. A reminder to score the savings. You can score the savings every day or night at Hy-Vee's. It's now the Chiefs had 19 points last night. So with that, you get 19 cents off a gallon of gas by spending any $19 the next day. And it goes to your Hy-Vee perks or fuel saver card. Now this week we're going to get up 40, so we'll make that good. But hey, anything works. And a lot of you shop Hy-Vee after the show, and you can score the savings with Hy-Vee every day or night after a game. Now tonight, this show has been a year in the making because our guest tonight is Chiefs tight end Noah Gray. Yeah, number 83 from Leominster, Massachusetts, who played at Duke. But why Noah's here tonight? This is National Diabetes Month. Noah plays in the National Football League as a type 1 diabetic. And it's a challenge for Noah every day. But he attacks it, and he does a great job. Tonight, we have two people who are here tonight who do the same thing. And the alarm goes off. As the photographer walks in, that's Steve Sanders, who set off the alarm. That's great. That's the official Chiefs photographer, who always likes to come in with a flare. But there are two people here tonight. Carson Sass has traveled over 250 miles to be here tonight. He is an athlete in high school who is also a type 1 diabetic. He and Noah have developed a relationship, and Noah has helped him in working through that and attacking it, as Coach will say. You're going to hear Coach talk about it here in a little bit. And we have Bree Schmidt here tonight, who is a wonderful young lady who she's involved in all kinds of sports activities, also involved in dance and cheer. And she has also been diagnosed in May earlier this year as a type 1 diabetic. But this is a beautiful young lady, a great young lady, and we're going to hear from her later in the show. So tonight is a special night. Now, we got lots of people here. The geeks are here in full force. Snowstorm Sandy's here. Cindy Lou Who, she loves this time. Whoville. Caveman Bob is here. Susie Bling Bling comes all the way from Savannah, Missouri. We got Autograph Geek. Weird Wolf is here tonight during rutting season. And Kent the Cakebacker. The Redcoaters are here in full force. Love it when they show up. Hey, hey, Paul is here with her guards and entourage. We have a lot of rookies here tonight, so that's good to have you all here. And also we have Tammy Graber is here tonight from Pretty Prairie, Kansas. Now, Mary is here from Stafford, Kansas. Not far from there is Pretty Prairie. And Tammy Graber is interesting because she has had a career in the health profession, and she is a certified diabetic educator. So where is Tammy at? She actually lives now in the Blue Springs area. Oh, yeah. Now she's married. But Graver's her maiden name, and her son was a national champion football athlete at Pittsburgh State University after leading Smith Center to four straight state titles and was undefeated throughout his entire high school career. So that's about that family. But Tammy also knows about diabetes. Okay, we're going to get red, real, and rowdy and get ready to beat the Colts, but we're also going to lift parents and children up who have been diagnosed with diabetes, because you're going to hear some awesome stories, especially from our tight end, Noah Gray. Now, when we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Empty backfield this time, Kansas City. Now they sprint Rashard Smith, the rookie in motion, swinging all the way to the right flat. Short roll, right side throw. It's caught! 15-yard line, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, they get Kelce open for 37 yards and a touchdown. And now Patrick Mahomes, with that touchdown, has the most passing touchdowns in NFL history by a quarterback before reaching 30 years of age.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee tonight in Blue Springs. A special show. We're going to have Noah Gray with us here in a moment with some area athletes who all fight through having type 1 diabetes and still compete just like Noah does. And so you don't want to miss it. But with me now is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, fourth winningest coach in NFL history, Andy Reid. And coach, 24 hours later, your thoughts on what we anticipated would be a real battle with a good team in Denver.
Yeah, so Mitch, when two good teams go against each other, especially at this level, you mistakes, penalties, play calls, all those things become big things. They might seem small, they become large and get magnified. So, starting with me, I can do better. And then we go through and we analyze, are we putting the guys in the right position to make plays on both sides of the ball in special teams? Are we detailing it up, our fundamentals, techniques? Are we then going out and practicing them? And inevitably it comes down to, are we executing them? So are we getting that done in a real game? And so we were off on that picture right there that I'm telling you. And we've got to go back and make sure that we clean some things up. We're right there, Mitch. And I know the whole world thinks we're coming to an end and all that. Well, no, but you've got to take care of this stuff. And there's got to be an urgency to do it or it's not a positive result. So, but I'm fortunate to have a great locker room, and these guys, they understand, they take account, they're accountable. The coaches are accountable, and we all need to pick it up and make sure that we steer the ship in the right direction.
Talk about crucial moments, but analogy here would be a wrestling, high school wrestling match or a collegiate wrestling match between two great wrestlers. And there's a chance to get a near fall or to get a pin in the second period. There was a chance maybe to seize this game. What about those moments, even if it's not at the end of the game, where you can seize it? End of the second quarter, start of the third quarter examples.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, turnovers cost you. Opportunities to score touchdowns, penalties cost you. So if you're down to the 1 yard line on a play, but we had a penalty that brings it back and that costs you. Blocked extra point, field position, those things become important. And so the kick game becomes important. If it's a third and long and we're not able to get off the field at a crucial time, that becomes important. If you just took, Mitch, the last two offensive series, three and out, you take the third and forever, the they were able to convert. You take the blocked extra point. I mean, all of those add up. And a simple blocked extra point doesn't seem like much, but now it's different for what the offense does the next series. It's different for their offense, I'm saying, what they do the next series. It's different for do you need a field goal or do you need a touchdown? So how they go about that is it's a different mindset. And so what seems small ends up being a pretty big deal.
It's what we did to San Francisco in Super Bowl 57 when we blocked that extra point. It changed. It was that scenario.
Yeah,
exactly. Sure. You were able to hit some vertical plays. The 61-yarder to Tyquan, and then there's almost 90 yards and two DPIs. What about those vert shots and being able to get productivity out of them?
Yeah, that was important. Everybody's going to look at the ones that we didn't cover, but there were some good ones there that took place that kept us in the, you know, in big situations, right, in the swing of things. So that's a positive. That was one of the positives. It's these other things that it really comes down to. Yeah.
But Tyquan and how he's grown. He was second-round pick for New England. But this year now, what makes him so much of a weapon on those vertical plays?
Yeah, listen, he's doing a nice job there. He's got a good feel. He's a good football player. You see him doing kick returns, too. And so who would have thought that? And he's out there putting together these productive kick returns. And he's a good football player. Probably could use him even more. Yeah.
The pressure for the Denver team we talked about all week long. How was protection overall? Because two of their three sacks came on a nickel blitzer.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, overall, I thought the protection was good. We had a couple that got away from us, but I thought overall we had pretty good protection there.
Kelce sets the record, 84 touchdowns. Nobody's had more that's worn a Kansas City Chief or Dallas Texan uniform. What about him having that record, him making that play? Because that looked like that could have flipped the game to go up three.
Yeah, that was a big play. I would tell you, nobody's more deserving for that honor. I would say for a guy that's his age that goes out, if people could see how hard he works out there, I think that would tell you the whole story. I see it every day, so I get it. But there's a reason why for all the young kids out there that I think it just is, it comes natural. No, he busts his tail to make sure he's on the same relationship and spot with the quarterback. And that's hours of work and effort. He makes sure he's in shape to do that. And I can't say enough about him. In that area, well deserving.
It's such a blessing to be around him. The Colts, quick early look here. You could argue they're the most surprising team in the league this year. Why are they where they're at?
Yeah, so Jones, he's doing a nice job managing things at the quarterback position. The running back is a heck of a player. A couple of big receivers they have are being productive. On the outside, and then defensively, great scheme, well coached. We know this because he was the old coordinator at the Cincinnati Bengals. So, but he's done a heck of a job there with their defense, and he's got good players.
You're a father and a grandpa, so am I. We've got Noah tonight. He plays with type 1 diabetes. He goes through a lot. We're going to have some young athletes here tonight. But there are parents listening to us tonight who have athletes that have been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. What would you tell them? And what do you see in Noah and what he deals with every day to be an NFL player?
Yeah, that's not an easy thing. And but he takes care of it, first of all. He takes and makes sure he does what he's supposed to do to take care of it. And whether it's diet, whether it's the injections, so on, he makes sure that he stays on top of it. He keeps himself in phenomenal, phenomenal shape. And he doesn't fear anything. He just goes. Every day he goes. I mean, and it's 100 miles an hour, never an excuse. I always joke him. I said, hey, can I get you an orange or something?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But he doesn't ever flinch. He never shows any signs of weakness there. I mean, it's very, very impressive.
You're a leader for the whole kingdom. What would you tell parents? They get surprised, a young child. We're going to have another young little competitor tonight who's going to be on here. What would you tell the parents?
Yeah, just it's examples like that, like Noah, that tell you don't fear it. Just go after it and turn it into a positive. I mean, that's, he's a great example of that.
Well, thanks for being with us tonight, Coach. We're going to rally here and attack the Colts, but thanks for being with us.
All right, Mitch, how are those redheads out there, too?
They're here. They're going to be roaring this Sunday. That's head coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. We will have Noah Gray and some special athletes who join us tonight. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down and goal to go at the 2-yard line for the Chiefs. 4:07 to go, first quarter, no score. Mahomes in the shotgun, sprint out action. They flood the near side, caught, touchdown, Kansas City! Kelce with the touchdown, and Juju Smith-Schuster, every one of those red zone touchdowns last week, Juju did something to affect the play, just did it again.
Let's go, it's Colts week. We start a brand new season tonight. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee in Blue Springs, just off Missouri 7 Highway. Favorite time of the year because it's Kingdom Bundle time. No one can beat the Hy-Vee Kingdom Bundle. You get 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts. Wait for it, just $30. Plus score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchased. Want to give a shout out to some special folks tonight who helped make this happen. First of all, Steve Sanders, the official photographer who broke the fire alarm coming in. Shotgun Jackson, everybody. He's here every week. He's got his own fan club. Autograph Geek, the president of the Shotgun Jackson fan club. I know a lot of you mothers wanted to name your son Shotgun, but hey, whatever. Also, Ryan Galbraith is here tonight. Is he already take off? And or is Ryan here? Oh, he's here. And Ryan's one of our chief security guys. He's awesome. He's also a veteran. He is a veteran. And I appreciate his service. He's helped tonight by Andrew Ramirez, who's right here. Any of you baseball fans from Missouri Western have his baseball card. It was a good. And then Kelsey Bowl is here tonight. So Kelsey Bowl is here from the Chiefs PR department. There she is right there. She's trying to be incognito, but it's hard for her to kind of hide. But tonight's a special show. It has been 1 year in the making of this Chiefs Kingdom because we have a remarkable human being that plays for our football team. And I'm going to try not to get emotional talking about him because he is phenomenal in every way, shape, or form. And what he does in playing in the National Football League as a type 1 diabetic is nothing short of amazing. Mark Andrews, there's others in the NFL. But tonight, because it's National Diabetes Month, we wanted to bring in Noah Gray, Chiefs tight end, number 83. And we're going to do something special tonight because we have two athletes that are here that are both type 1 diabetes, been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes just like Noah, and Noah's helped them along with others. First of all, we got to talk a little football, and just is that shot put in your stomach like it's in mine right now? We'll try to get rid of it.
No, it is. But hey, I trust these guys. I trust this entire organization from top to bottom, Coach Reed, all of our coaches, all of my teammates, so... We're just going to keep rolling, man. Keep working hard and keep this thing pushing.
Let's push it. We've seen it. We've done it before. We've done it every season, really. We just forget, okay? We're just right here again. But that game, did you wrestle in high school?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
When I was talking with Coach, it's like we go to a high school, two really good wrestlers, and you see one get a chance to maybe get a pin in the second period or they're getting, you know, a near fall, and then, ooh, there's an escape. I felt like we kind of let them off the mat last night.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great Denver Broncos team. And, you know, we're obviously going to see them again in the regular season. And, you know, but, hey, it's, you know, one game at a time. We got the Indianapolis Colts this week. They're a heck of a football team.
Let's go.
As you all know. And Arrowhead's going to be rocking this week. And I can't wait to get back to our home base, home fan base, and let this thing roll. But, yeah, it's a tough loss last night, but just hang in there with us. You know, we're going to keep doing everything we can to make sure we get as many wins as we can. So just hang in there with us. Keep supporting us. We really appreciate everything you guys mean to us. Seriously, though, whether you guys are in Arrowhead or you guys are at home or you're on vacation, wherever you guys are in the world, we just appreciate all your support. It means so much to us, and it's really what gets us motivated every single day to go out there and be the best possible football team we can be.
It's one of the few shows we haven't had Germans here tonight. We do have folks joining us electronically from Phoenix, I think, tonight. But we don't have any Germans or anybody from around the world, do we? Maybe we usually have for a show. But anyway, the reason you're here tonight, well, one of the reasons, great football player for us, but the fact that you are a National Football League player performing at a high level, when were you diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
I was 18, I believe. It was right after my freshman semester at Duke University.
Walk us through that when they told you that you had it, and then what was going through your mind to go, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think, and obviously there's a lot of diabetics in this room, type 1 and type 2. I think there's a lot of similar symptoms that you get right before you're diagnosed. And for me, like, it was weight loss, going to the bathroom a lot. I started losing my vision. I think the vision was the biggest thing for me because I've never had contacts or glasses before. So every week it seemed like I was going in with a new symptom. And then thankfully our athletic trainer kind of pulled me to the side, checked my blood sugar, and sent me to the hospital. And then the rest is history after that. You know, I always look at it as a blessing. I thank God every day I was diagnosed with type 1. Believe it or not, I would, like, you know, go eat pizza all the time, every single night, you know, as a kid, because it's fun. It's like I'm out of the house for the first time. I'm in college. I'm going to go eat pizza. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to have cake and ice, you know, and I wasn't really, like, worried about, like, what I was putting into my body as an athlete. And then after it, it's like, oh, I got to worry about, you know, certain things. And I actually started feeling better. I had, like, more energy, you know, and it was kind of a wake-up call. Another reason why I thank God I was diagnosed with it is because I have been fortunate enough to meet so many amazing people throughout this journey. Amazing families, amazing kids. I do a lot of work in the type 1 space for adolescents, just helping young kids. But really helping young kids when they are diagnosed start their journey. I was diagnosed when I was 18, so I was already a full grown adult, you know, and I can't imagine what it's like being in middle school, elementary school, being diagnosed with type 1, and then like your whole life is just upended, you know, and it's just something that's been really passionate on my mind. And, you know, I just hope that my encouragement to the next generation gives them just the confidence to encourage the next generation after me. Because that's what it's all about. And I think that if we can make an impact on that, it's going to change so many people's lives. It's going to create encouragement for other kids who are diagnosed at a young age. You know, so it's been a blessing. I've been fortunate enough to meet so many amazing families that care so much, kids that have such amazing dreams and goals and aspirations in life. And if I can, you know, be an assistance to that by 1%, you know, I'll feel very, very happy about that. So met amazing people, and especially people here tonight that have been able to take pictures and who are sitting here. And like I said, I just really appreciate all the support from everybody. And yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Again, Noah Gray is our guest tonight. It is National Diabetes Month. And Noah, a high-performing athlete diagnosed with T1D when he was 18 years old. So that being said, we brought in two folks tonight, two young folks, who are both athletes. One has traveled over 250 miles to get here. His name is Carson Sass. Now, he's on a farm east of Athol, Kansas, population 100. But he is at Smith Center. Now, he had concussion last year, so he's not playing football this year. He's kind of their GA. In fact, he's on their team poster. They're in the Final Four, by the way.
Let's go.
And yeah, let's go. There's Carson, right? There he is, man. He's like the GA.
I love
right?
it.
Yep. So we're going to bring Carson up here. He's traveled all this way, and he has developed a relationship with Noah. Carson is a type 1 diabetic, and he's our first guest tonight. We're going to have another one later in the show. Let's bring Carson in here, buddy. Way to go. How'd your trip go, Carson? Did you get okay?
No, it's pretty tiring.
Let's talk about it, and you two guys here, and you guys have conversed about this, but when were you diagnosed as T1D?
I was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic at the age of 4, and it will be 14 years on January 13th, this upcoming January.
And how have you managed it, and how has Noah helped you?
I have managed it a lot of different ways. I first started out by giving direct shots and poking my finger, but then we met, Jana Curry, that was her name. She was our Omnipod rep. She got me hooked up to the Omnipod, and then I've been on that ever since. And in the past few years, I have started using continuous glucose monitors, or CGMs for short, and I've flipped back and forth between the Libre and the Dexcom.
Explain all that. Interpret it for us. Noah, and what do you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, so I did manual injections like he did, and that's just like insulin pens that you take every time you eat a certain amount of carbs. It gets pretty tedious, I'm not going to lie. But I switched over from that when I got to the NFL, so I was doing that for probably 4 or 5 years, to an insulin pump that actually helps kind of read your blood sugar. It connects to your CGM, which checks your blood sugar. So the thing that's checking your blood sugar will talk to your insulin pump, and then the insulin pump will give or take away or stop giving insulin as needed, which has been remarkable. You know, I think I was just so worried of putting a device on my body that it took me a while to kind of switch to it. But my blood sugar has been phenomenal ever since I got to one of those. So shout out to the technology. And, yeah. Man.
I'm amazed at the technology.
It's incredible.
It's been exponential almost.
It's a blessing. I thank God every day for it. It's changed my life. You know, it's helped me in football. It's helped me just every day when I'm walking around, not worrying about my blood sugar as much, you know. So it's been a blessing to see how far it's advanced.
Now, I'll see you around the facility from time to time, and you'll have a bar. You'll have like a little energy bar or something in the afternoon. How do you manage each day like we're getting ready to get ready for the Colts, and Wednesday's a big day, practice day. How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to work hard at it. You know, I can't say that I just don't think about it or I just kind of put on the back burner. It's literally life or death. You know, you have diabetes. It's something you have to manage every single day. And making sure that I got the snacks that I need if my blood sugar were to go low, making sure I'm checking my phone if it's going high and I need to give insulin. It's just all a part of the journey, especially because my teammates count on me to be on the field. They count on me at practice, in meetings, in games. So it's just, it's a part of life. It's a part of what I do. And managing it, I have to be on top of my game with that. Every diabetic does, whether you're type 1, type 2. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of care that goes into it. But you know, for me, the motivation is I got to be out there with my teammates. I can't have a low happen in games. You know what I mean? So just making sure I'm doing everything that I can to stay out on the field. You know, that's how I approach it every single day. And we get a lot of practice at it in the building. You know, we do. You know, we have a very rigorous schedule. You know, we got meetings and lift and practice and more meetings and games and. You know, so I got a lot of practice at it, and I'm still getting better at it, but it's something that motivates me.
Carson, you're a GA. I call you a graduate assistant this year on the Smith Center football team in the Final Four, 11-0, and ranked fourth, I believe, in the state. But you're also a basketball athlete. You're a spring athlete. Your story as a high school athlete, how do you handle it like Noah handles it in the NFL?
I'd say it's pretty much the same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The only thing I have different, unfortunately, is I have school.
He does too, though, but I'm telling you. Believe me, he's got school.
Mine's a different kind of school. Mine's the boring kind of school. No offense to any teachers, but it's pretty boring. But honestly, I think my teammates rely on me to bring the energy because, I mean, pretty laid-back guy. I like to crack jokes every now and then. So if I'm not on top of my blood sugars, I'm not cracking jokes like I normally am. And they're kind of worried about me sometimes, which I'm thankful that they are worried about me.
Again, Noah Gray is our guest tonight, along with one of our first special guests, Carson Sass, who's from Smith County, Kansas, only 260 miles away one way, so a 520-mile round trip. What's Noah meant to you in the fact that he has been open to you and reached out to you?
Just the fact that people like look up to him as just a football player, but now I look up to him as a fellow diabetic. He's not just the guy out there wearing number 83 for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a Kansas City Chief out there representing every single type 1 diabetic in the world.
How much, then, do you watch him in a special way?
Just knowing that he's out there performing in one of the greatest sports ever created, besides golf, because I love golf. But he's playing a really physical sport, and he's doing it at the best visibility, and he's even a type 1 diabetic like a lot of us.
To have impact, that's
my
it.
Guy.
There we go. We got to get him in the end zone, Carson.
Yeah.
We got to get him in the end zone. You had that flurry last year. You had like 9 in 2 weeks. I'm ready for that flurry. To work with a guy like Carson, to be open to him, to help him, you already alluded to it, it's a goal of yours, but when you see it manifested in front of you, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it means so much. And even though I'm talking, you know, he's had diabetes longer than I have. I mean, he's come up, what do you say, 14 years? I mean, there's a lot that I can learn from Carson. One thing that I take away is like, you know, when we were talking earlier, you know, he uses a different CGM than I do to check our blood glucose levels. And for me, when I talk to people, I think like for the longest time, it was like, oh no, I'm doing the best form of therapy for my diabetes. And the reality is it's whatever's best for that individual, because diabetes affects people differently. You could be going through puberty, you could be 60 years old, you could be 15 years old, you could be 30 years old, you could be sick, you could be healthy, whatever it is, like it kind of affects your body differently. And what he's taught me is that like whatever your form of therapy is that helps, that best helps you succeed in whatever it is, whatever goals that you have, that's the best way that it should be. You know, I can offer all the advice that I want to give anybody, but if it ain't working for them, it's not working. You know what I mean? And just learning the different methods that Carson uses and other people that I talk to, how they, what works best for them, has been really eye-opening to me. And I think it's really helped me when I talk to other people, you know, and just be really open-minded and be like, oh no, like I actually heard this kid that I was talking to, Carson, at training camp, he told me that the Libre was actually working so much better because he was involved in this, this, and this, you know, and it just kind of allows us to play around with different things and talk through different things. So I actually learned so much when I talk to people like Carson and the other kids. You know, they're younger than me, but, you know, some of them had diabetes longer than I have, right. And some of them offer some really awesome insights.
Carson, we're going to let you go, and we're going to go to a break. But thanks for coming here tonight. It's been a jaunt. You've got work to do. Yep. He's got the scout on the Sterling Black Bears in the Final Four, so go to work.
Go get him, man.
All right, Carson Sass, our first special guest. When we come back after the break, we have another really special guest that we're going to talk to, because we're going to introduce you to the remarkable Bree Schmidt. When we come back, we're at the Hy-Vee in Blue Springs on this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Noah Gray during National Diabetes Month. We want to encourage everybody out there, parents and those who have been diagnosed. As Coach said at the end of that interview, if you could hear it, he said, attack it, attack it. And that's the way Coach and Noah is. We come back, we'll have Bree Schmidt join us after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Pacheco, the running back, shading to the right side guard position of Mahomes to the short side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap at his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Zings it late for the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history. A 10-yard strike, and the Chiefs have that coveted second half, two-possession lead. That was the tying touchdown. Love it when we feel like GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on a Monday night. It's time to start the new season right now, and it starts with the Colts on Sunday. Special shout-out to Steven Spector. All of our highlights and bump backs in this game, or in this game, in this show, are Travis's four touchdowns this year. And you'll hear the last one. That was the record breaker last night, but he shares the tight end room with our guest tonight, Noah Gray, How about being with Kels in that tight end room?
Oh, the best. I got so lucky getting drafted here, I'll tell you. It's, that dude is one of the best dudes I've met, and just in terms of my football development, a lot of credit out to him. So he is, and he's extremely humble, too, which is the best part about it.
The tight end room, you know how this works. Hey, the tight end room against the Colts, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. That's
let's
right.
Go.
Speaking of the hammer, let's go. I want to introduce you to an incredible young lady. Her name is Bree Schmidt, and she is involved in a lot of activities. She's in volleyball. She's in dance. She's on the Chiefs junior cheer team, and she was just selected, this is breaking news, as the 2026 Type 1 Diabetic Dream Gala Youth Ambassador. So we're going to bring her up right now, Bree Schmidt, with her daddy, Josh. So awesome to have Bree here. And Bree is 9 years old, so all right. It's great to have you here, Bree. What's going on? So tell us how it's been going on. Because in May, she was diagnosed as a T1D, but you've attacked it, just like Coach Reed said. What have you done?
Noah's just been, like, telling me a lot of advice, and he's been trying to, like, help me manage it. With me.
It's so cool.
And she's been doing incredible, by the way.
and how much are your mom and daddy helping you? They're here tonight. And your sister, by the way.
Yeah,
how much do
lot,
they help you?
A lot.
So has it slowed you down, or have you been in cheer and dance and volleyball, and what all are you doing?
Yeah, it hasn't slowed me down at all.
I love it. Coach would love the fact that you're attacking it now. Let's be honest here. Who was once your favorite player?
Travis Kelce.
Who is now your favorite player?
Noah Gray.
Yeah! Come on, let's go. Stand down, Kels. Stand down. You can have Taylor. Noah's got Bree Schmidt. That's right. Yeah. What have you learned from others? And as you have kind of dealt with this about helping others and how you guys can work together?
It, like, can't really stop me from any, like, doing anything I want to do.
How good is that? And I can't wait to come watch you play volleyball or dance or cheer. I can't wait for this. So what about school, and how's it going during school, and how are you handling it?
Really good.
And you monitor everything, right, as far as your blood sugar level?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to let her go, and we'll close things out with Noah. But how about us giving a big hand to both Carson Sass and Bree Schmidt? Let's go. These are heroes and a heroine. You're awesome, girl. You're awesome. Go get them. What beautiful people.
You did great.
Carson even got a standing ovation, dude. That doesn't happen often. But Noah, in our last couple of minutes with you, let's just close it out this way. When I hear a girl like Bree or a guy like Carson, and there's parents out there listening. We're on 117 stations right now. When you see these children do what they do, and how inspired are you by it, and what is it? What would you tell parents and athletes moving forward?
Yeah, I'm extremely inspired by it. It's really cool to hear their stories. It's cool to hear everybody's stories that go through it. Like I said, everyone, it affects differently. But to see them kind of get hit with it, and it's a shock, and then it's like this light in their eyes of like, man, like I can actually do this. I can reach this goal that I have. You know, this actually isn't going to stop me from getting here or there or whatever it is. It's extremely inspiring. And that's why, like I said, I thank God every single day that I'm able to meet such amazing young kids, such amazing people that live with it, that go through it. Because I know all the other type ones are dealing with the same things that I deal with. You know, low blood sugars, which are frustrating, whether that's in the middle of the night, whether that's during your activity, you know, high blood sugars and getting it down. I know that we have a support community of type 1s and type 2s that are dealing with a lot of the similar issues that I am. And it just, it keeps me motivated. And that's why I thank God every single day. You know, we have a community, we have people that care about each other. And yeah, it's an absolute beautiful thing to see unfold. What was your second question?
You got it.
Okay,
you nailed it.
Rock on. Let's go.
No, I'm just reminded of the proverb of iron sharpening iron. And we think of that of, you know, brothers sharpening brothers. And but I see families here tonight. I see families and I see the Schmidts. How much does your family mean to you, your nuclear family, in handling this? And how can a family attack it?
Yeah, I mean, it's so, so important. My family means everything to me right now. And I thank God that they gave me my wife, Mary, my daughter, Mimi. I got another one due in February. So pray for us. Thank you. Thank you. But community.
Before or after the Super Bowl, by the way?
I think it's like right there.
Oh, way to go.
We'll figure it out.
You and the Mahomes is, yeah, we can be strategic. But anyway, go ahead.
It's tough. But community is super important. And I'm a big believer in Jesus and, you know, the community. You know, and he gave us the church for a reason. It's to uplift each other in faith, you know, and I apply that to diabetes. I apply that to my teammates and just my family, you know, and if it weren't for my family, if it weren't for the community, like my literal neighborhood that I live in, you know, just continuing to uplift us, pray for us, your church family, whatever it is, you know, it's just so, so important. Whatever it is that you're going through in life, whether that's diabetes, whether that's hardship, loss, whatever it is, you know, that community that you're able to lean on, you know, is so, so important. And we get that. It's biblical. It's Jesus gave that to us, you know, so lean on that. Lean on each other. My family during this entire thing, this NFL process, you know, it can get hectic, but my wife has been such a saint through it all. You know, and she takes care of my daughter. The house is just, when I come home, it is just a loving house. And that is what my wife has brought to me. That's what my life brings to me. Seriously.
We're going to let you go. But to see this tonight and to see Bree and to see Carson, but to see you every time I see you, I'm just reminded of courage and faith and taking it on. And you're such an example to all of us and whatever we're facing to just power through it and attack it, like Coach said. We're going to send him into the night. We're starting Colts Week in the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Noah Gray.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate y'all.
We're going to be back to close things out. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Rashee Rice in the backfield. Mahomes trying to get him situated. Now he brings him sprinting in motion to the near side. Mahomes over the middle, pass caught, and it's caught by Kelce inside the 10, inside the 5, Kelce leaps, touchdown, Kansas City, touchdown for Kelce, his 84th touchdown of his career, the most by any person who has worn the Kansas City Chiefs jersey, a 21-yard touchdown pass, Mahomes to Kelce, a record breaker, and the Chiefs lead for the first time in the game at 19-16.
That was huge. We close things out here on what I hope has been a memorable evening at the Blue Springs Hy-Vee. And a special thanks to Noah Gray. What an amazing dude that guy is. But a special thanks, too, to Carson Sass and to Bree Schmidt. What a wonderful young lady. And we can all go watch her next time she's in dance competition. But again, to be named as the Dream Gala Youth Ambassador is pretty cool. Sometimes, and a lot of you are veterans that come to this show and have for decades, and we always talk about football, we get excited, but a lot of you know it sometimes goes way beyond football. I mean, looking at Cindy Lou Who and Snowstorm Sandy and the Redcoaters, the people that have been here shows after shows, it's way more sometimes than football. And football opens a door, a conduit to help others. This has been a year in the planning of this show. Because we wanted to reach out from Coach, Noah, Carson, and Bree to encourage parents who have young ones who have been diagnosed with diabetes. And for those athletes and folks, no matter the age, who have been diagnosed with the same, to power through it, to fight on, and to attack it, just like Coach said. We're also going to attack the Colts. All right? It's time to lock your jaw and start a brand new season right now. Next week, home game for Snowstorm Sandy. We're in Gladstone. We're going to be north of the river. Thanks for joining us tonight. Some incredible people showing great courage. Let's go, people, on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.